Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Again, this popular passage of scripture. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho, mark that word, went out of Jericho, with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. See, he had to say something. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what would that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You'll find this passage in a couple other books of the writers of the gospel as well. But I like what he says here, immediately received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. If somebody that good was going to do something for me, I'd want to follow him too, wouldn't you? So here we have this famous passage of scripture. And by way of introduction, let me just say this. We have this man's name. Some people in the Bible, they don't give us their names. They just give us what happened to them. But there was a reason why the gospel writer chose to include his name. His name was Bartimaeus. We know the word Bartimaeus simply means son of Timaeus. That's what it means. The word Bar means son of, and Timaeus means that Timaeus was his father. But the word Timaeus actually means highly favored, perfect, or perfection. And as I begin to think about that, and I begin to think about Bartimaeus, I thought, my, he certainly didn't live up to the heritage of his namesake. The life that he had didn't turn out the way maybe that he thought that it would turn out, or that others had envisioned for him. And there may be some of you here that your life hasn't turned out the way you thought it would turn out, or way others have envisioned for your life to turn out. But I want you to notice something. His life was this way, and it may have not lived up to his expectation, but that was all before he began to say something. That was all before he began to cry out and lifted up his voice. See, sometimes things change after we begin to speak up and start saying something and acknowledging that we need help. Things change when he began to cry out. Some of us know here that there are times when we just have to say something. Some of us, when the Lord gets moving in our hearts, it gets burning and turning inside, and there's just sometimes we just have to say something and praise him for what he's done. And that praise is not empty praise. No, there's substance behind that praise. Some of you here this morning, you need a change in your life. Some of you here this morning, you need doors open in your life. Some of you, you've got requests and you need healing in your life. Some of you, you need God to make a way in your life this morning. I want to tell you, things change when we begin to say something and cry out and say, Lord, I need you. Come to where I am. And aren't you glad this morning he hears when we say something? Hallelujah. I feel the Lord today. And I'm wondering if your next blessing depended on your current praise, would you get anything? If your next blessing depended upon your current praise, would you get something from Jesus Christ? Hey, you may say, well, he's been good to me. Well, how about you go ahead and praise him on credit? Because you don't know, you may need him tomorrow to show up today. But I tell you what, I need him today. And I'm not going to wait another moment for him to pass me by. No, I'm going to lift my voice this morning and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Thank God if my praise depended upon on the blessing, I'm going to praise him today. Hallelujah. Amen. That's okay. Go ahead and pray. I can go ahead and preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bartimaeus had to say something. Now why? Why did he have to say something? Why did Bartimaeus have to say something? I want you to notice. Number one, he had to say something because he got another chance. He got another chance. Now, it's been alluded to the fact, and I've said it before, and I've had to correct myself. I've said God is the God of second chances. And He is. But I want to go on record and say that's not really the right thing to say. Because if He was just the God of second chances, then we would have been lost a long time ago. He's not the God of second chance. He's the God of another chance. Because I don't know about you, but my second chance ran out a long time ago. In fact, my third, my fourth, Colton, my fifth, my sixth, my tenth, my hundredth. I stopped counting when I got to 100. But I'm so thankful He didn't put a number on it. Thank God He's the God of another chance. Hallelujah. And aren't you glad this morning that you got another chance? You may have run out of chances, and you may think this is the last time God's going to help me. But when you were down, when you were falling, you said something, you called on Him, and He gave you another chance. Now let me say this. That doesn't mean that because He is the God of another chance, and He is the God of mercy and long suffering, that doesn't mean we just play that card and go ahead and do what we want to do and then say, well, God's the God of another chance, He'll forgive me. No, He won't, because He won't forgive you unless your motive is right. If you willingly go into sin expecting God to forgive you and say, well, I'll go ahead and drink this. I'll go ahead and do that. I'll go ahead and be with this person. I'll go ahead and do that because I know after I do it, I can go ahead and ask God to forgive me. Don't work that way, folks. Your motive. You already sinned even before you sinned because your motive is wrong. That didn't make sense, but you know what I mean. Your motive was wrong. And God will forgive a person that his motive is correct. And He wants to do right. Hey, listen, if your want to hasn't changed, then you may need another trip to the altar. Because when He changed me, He changed my want to. I don't get up every day saying, oh, I want to sin today, or I want to go wrong. No, there are times when things come along in our life and we mess up and we make a mistake. That's when God gives us another chance and we can go to Him and ask for forgiveness, and I'm thankful for that. But listen, my want to changed whenever Jesus came in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. But listen, He's the God of another chance. And you ought to be thankful you got another chance. But I had you mark something there at the beginning of verse 46. The Bible says they came to Jericho, and look at what He says, that as He went out of Jericho. So that implies that Bartimaeus got a hold of Jesus as Jesus was going out of Jericho. Would you agree with that? It's pretty simple, but look, we got to get our basis here. So that means if Jesus was going out of Jericho, that means He had to come into Jericho at some point in time. Right? So what this implies, and this is what the Lord showed me, Bartimaeus may have missed Him on the way in, but he wasn't going to miss Him on the way out. He may have missed his chance going in, but he wasn't going to miss his chance going out. And listen, this may be, and you'll find this in the scripture, this was the last time he went through Jericho. And listen today, folks, I don't know if you're like me, but this may be the last time Jesus passes this way. And I'm not going to miss a chance to call on His name. I'm not going to miss another chance to call on Him and say, Lord, help me. Aren't you glad He gives us another chance? And aren't you glad He's passing by? Hallelujah. He's passing by. He gives us another chance. He cried out and He said something because He got another chance. Secondly, He cried out because He accepted His condition. He accepted His condition. His current state, His state when Jesus passed by His way, when he was sitting, He was blind, and He was begging, not living up to the expectation of His Father and His heritage. But He hears the crowd crescendoing. He hears the crowd getting closer. And He inquires what's going on. And they tell Him that Jesus is passing by. Folks, he didn't have sight, but he had sound. He didn't have his vision, but he still had a voice. Now pay attention to all I'm ready to say. He accepted what he did have. And he wasn't jealous or didn't use what he didn't have as a crutch to say, I can't get help from Christ. He didn't think, well, there's other people around me that are better off than I am. I'm just going to sit right here. They have that. They have this. I don't have that. I don't have what they have. So I might as well just sit here. No. Even though he didn't have his sight, he still had sound. Even though he didn't have vision, he still had a voice. And he used what God had allowed him to have in order to get the answers that he needed. And some of us need to stop worrying about what others have. Listen, God's already given you what you need to get your miracle. Well, hallelujah. It's on the inside. All you got to do is use what he's given you. Hallelujah. Don't be jealous of what others have. Be thankful for what you do have. Hallelujah. We sing the song, if I had 10,000 tongues to praise him, I'd use them all to glorify the Lord. You don't need 10,000, just use the one you got. Amen. Amen. If I had 1,000 arms or hands, I'd lift them in praise. No, God's giving you 2. Go ahead and raise them. Use them. He's already given you what you need. Glory to God. And it's time to use what you have. And it's time to say something with what you have. When's the last time you just sit back and thank God for what he's already given you? He's not entitled to bless you again. But I guarantee this. He won't bless you if you're not thankful for what you already have. Hey, he's not entitled to do it. But I think, hey, every now and then, just driving down the road yesterday, had some time in the car by myself, and I just began to thank God for what he's blessed me with. I began to thank him that through all this, myself, pastor, we're considered, many of you are considered high risk during all this coronavirus because we're diabetics and other situations. And I thank God that I haven't got sick. I thank God that I haven't come in contact with people that have it, or I'm thankful that he's kept me healthy. And listen, not just this past 2 or 3 months. Listen, folks, I've had this since the age of 13 years old. I've never been in the hospital one time for diabetes-related problems. And I just began to thank God, whoa, glory, for his goodness. And how can I expect him to take care of me tomorrow if I don't thank him for taking care of me today? Hallelujah. I can't be jealous of what others have. I can't be jealous that you can drink Mountain Dew and not get sick. I'll drink my diet Mountain Dew and be satisfied. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't be jealous that you can eat an entire cake and not get sick. I won't be jealous of that. I'll just eat a little piece. And thank God that I can have that. Amen. It's all in how we look at things. And even though Bartimaeus couldn't see around him, he could feel the presence of God, and he used what God had already given him. Oh, I got to hurry. I got to move on. He accepted his condition. God gave him another chance. And why else would he cry out? He cried out. And he acted despite his circumstance. Even though he was blind, he was begging, sitting on the side of the road, not living up to the expectation or the heritage of his name, he still acted despite his circumstance. What did he act on, Brian? He acted on faith. Faith. When he heard Jesus was passing by, he just had to say something. They told him to be quiet. Now there's always going to be folks, we say this a lot. There's always going to be folks that don't like the fact that you got to say something. There's going to be a lot of folks that don't like the fact that you shout and praise his name. But you know what Bartimaeus did? He didn't let the crowd drown him out. He drowned the crowd out. he just cried the more, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He called to him and he passed by. Now listen, look at this. And when Jesus heard someone call out to him that needed help, the Bible says he stopped. Look at what it said. He stood still, says in verse 49, and commanded him to be called. It's one thing for us to cry out to God and ask him for help. But it's another thing when Jesus stops and starts to say something. It's another thing when Jesus starts to say something. It's one thing for us to say something. It's one thing for us to cry out. But when Jesus starts to speak, then things begin to happen. Aren't you glad that when you cried out to him, there was a moment in time when he stopped and said, okay, and he spoke something into your life that changed your life forever. That's the very same thing that happened to Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus cried out. Jesus heard him, got his attention, stopped, and he began to speak. Aren't you glad today that when Jesus speaks, things begin to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he called and commanded him to. Well, now this is something. I try to picture in my mind. You know, Billy Huddleston preaches out of the book of Mark a lot. He probably preached out of this message, but Billy's always has the ability to create a picture, and you can kind of see it happening in front of your eyes when he preaches. And I try to imagine what was going on in the picture that this is painting. And I thought to myself, Vince, why didn't Jesus stopped? Why didn't he just, I know there's a crowd, but Jesus could have said, you know, excuse me, I need to get to this man. And they would have gotten out of his way so that Jesus could have walked over to where Bartimaeus was at. But he didn't know that. He commanded for Bartimaeus to be called. Now we have another scripture that there was two blind men. And one of them was Bartimaeus. So we know the other blind man probably couldn't help him get to Jesus. But we get the reference here. And this implies that Bartimaeus came to Jesus with no help. I doubt he had a walking stick. I doubt he had, you know, he had a cane. I doubt he had all that. He was blind. He was begging, sitting on the side of the road. And Jesus says, come to me. But what did he do? He didn't let his circumstance stop him from acting out on his faith. The Bible says in verse 50, and he casting away his outer garment, He didn't want any hindrance. He didn't want anything of the world to prevent him from coming to Christ. He cast away his garment. He rose and he came to Jesus. That's what we call blind faith. Bartimaeus, by faith, rose and walked to Christ. You say, well, Brian, how did he do it? But the only thing I can think of, and this is just my spiritual imagination, Jesus kept saying, Bartimaeus, over here. Bartimaeus, come this way. Bartimaeus, go to your left a little bit. Bartimaeus, I'm closer. And as he got closer, the voice of Christ got louder. And all he had to do was follow the voice of Christ. And Christ led him right to where he needed to be in order to be healed. Aren't you glad that when Jesus calls you, he just don't leave you out in the open somewhere. He says, no, come this way. Come this way. He leads you and guides you to him. And all you got to do this morning, in spite of your circumstance, all you got to do is follow the voice of Christ. Hallelujah. If you follow the voice of Christ by faith, you'll receive your miracle. And that's exactly what happened. He came to him. And Jesus asked him a question that he asked of us today. What will that I should do unto thee? Now we know when Jesus asks questions, he's not fishing for information. He just wants to know what you want. See, this Bartimaeus, he was blind. He was begging, sitting on the side of the road. And when he came to Jesus, Jesus said, what do you need? Now maybe Bartimaeus, maybe initially thought, man, maybe he's got some money. And that's what Jesus really wanted to find out. He was a beggar. Jesus wanted to know, are you wanting money or are you wanting healed? Do you want something just to get you by today? Or do you want something that's going to change your life forever? What do you want me to do? And Bartimaeus said, I want to receive my sight. And Jesus, the Bible says, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And not the next day. You'll find in other scriptures they had to do. The man had to go to the pool of Siloam and Jesus put mud on his eyes. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to wait a few days after to get this healing. Though the Bible says immediately he received his sight. And the Bible says he followed Jesus in the way. But I want you to notice this. In the book of Luke, you'll find that this story is recorded as well. But I want you to notice that it says something totally different than what Mark did. All we have is we have the facts and we know that after he was healed, Bartimaeus followed Jesus in the way. But the book of Luke says that after he was healed, he went away glorifying, praising God. He still had to say something. After Jesus, he cried out and said something to get his miracle. But now this time, after he got his miracle, he still couldn't keep quiet. He still couldn't keep his mouth shut. He still had to praise God for what he was doing. Thank God the first time he came to God, he had a problem. But the next time he cried out, it was in praise. The first time he cried out, he needed help. But the second time he cried out, he was healed. The first time he cried out, he was in distress. But the second time he cried out, he was delivered. The first time, thank God he cried out, he was blind. But the next time he cried out, he was blessed. Thank God today, isn't it amazing? When we cry out to him, he helps us. But then when he helps us, we still got to say something. Hallelujah. We can't keep quiet what Jesus has done for us.